Welcome to Hinduism Q&A. Today's question is, how do I meditate? Meditation is a very important tool on the spiritual path, and it can be done in many, many different ways. There are also many different reasons to meditate. However, the highest goal of a soul is to attain God, to experience God. To attain God, we must become surrendered to God, because by surrendering to Him, we receive His grace, and with His grace, we receive that divine experience. So to reach that point of surrender to God, we can use meditation as a tool to help us get to that point. This is the type of meditation I'll describe to you today. We call it Rup Dhyan. It means meditating on the form of God. God's form is divine. Tamekam Govindam Satchidananda Vigraham. The Upanishads tell us that the form of Shri Krishna, the form of Govinda, is Satchit Anand. He is made of divine substance. There's no difference between God and His body. Whereas our body is not our true self, God's body is Him. He does not reside in His body, but He is His divine body. And with that divine body, He is omnipresent. So all we have to do is think of Him, remember Him, close our eyes and form an image of Shri Krishna in any way that we've seen Him pictured or heard Him described. And even according to our own liking, we can change certain features of His clothing or decorations or face, anything. We can visualize Him how we best like to think of Shri Krishna. He doesn't have any restriction on that, because He knows whatever is His actual divine form can only be visualized through His grace upon God realization. So He says, Bhavagrahyamanidakhyam. In the Upanishads, Shri Krishna tells us, all He wants is our bhav. All He wants is our faithful mental surrender to Him. So by thinking of His form, that's what we're doing. We're actually exercising our faith in Him, exercising our surrender to Him. It's a very simple form of meditation. Anyone can picture the form of Shri Krishna. And while we're picturing, we imbue that meditation with the feeling that we are seeing real Shri Krishna in front of us. Also, have the longing and the hope that one day you will meet Shri Krishna face to face. This is how we practice Rup Dhyan, and this is a very powerful way of joining your mind with God to receive His grace, with the long-term goal of God realization and the short-term goal of purifying the mind gradually through this process. Jai Shri Radhe.